أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 282 of Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the seventh of the يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran Sharif. And it is the last and final one of the surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, the requisite of your iman is, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنٍ, that when you deal with each other in credit transactions, in other words, not cash transactions, to a fixed period of time, then فَكْتُبُوهُ, then record it in writing. One point of appreciation of this Quran Sharif, the Kitab of Allah, the Word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we examine the logical and systematic sequence of the Quran. We can never fathom it. Our mind is limited. We do not have the wisdom. All of it is in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But what is understandable from here is that before this, the discussion was about sadaqat, about our charities, the various rules, regulations, attitude that we should have when we give out our charities. When we look at charity, it is to incur a favor upon someone which is motivated by the compassion of the heart. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about riba, Allah spoke about interest, usury, and when we look at that, it is the direct opposite, it is zulm, it is oppression that is motivated by that greed in the heart of an individual that he will oppress others in a financial matter. Now when we look at this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when you are going to deal, all your transactions are not going to be cash, but there will be those transactions that are going to be on credit. Allah ta'ala is telling us to write it, and this is the requisite of justice. This is the requisite of a social order so that you may have social peace between yourselves. And this is motivated by the dignity of a human being. So such is this Quran, such is the subject matters of the Quran. This is that sequence in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Now although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, faktubu, write down these transactions, record them in writing, the jurists have stated that this is not a fard or a wajib command, but it is a mustahab, a highly preferable command. If two people had a transaction on credit and it was not written down, it was not recorded, they do not become sinners. But in order to protect social order, in order to create peace, to create that spirit of brotherhood between people, write it down and it is for your protection. The other aspect that we look at here is we go back to the revelation of the Quran Sharif in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very few amongst the Sahaba were able to read or write, and hence their transactions were generally verbal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal this at that time shows the precedence that the Shariat of Islam in this Quran had set. That in order to have mutual happiness, to be able to live as brothers, this is the way to go. And after this, it became in vogue that people began to write down the business transactions. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying that when these transactions take place, on the one hand, your price, the amount, must be ascertained. It must be clarified. You cannot do a transaction in which there is no clarification of that amount. And this is the very important crux of this whole ayah. And as a matter of fact, this is the longest ayat in the Quran Sharif. in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these matters of transactions on credit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone into so much of detail that the fuqaha have taken out about 20 different masail regarding this interaction, or rather this transaction between two individuals. The second aspect is ila ajalim musamma, the date of payment must also be clarified. It must be ascertained, it must be certain. On the one hand, you cannot do a transaction in which the date of payment or the date of the various installments have not been clarified. Number two, we cannot leave that vague. A person cannot say, when I got some money, I will pay you. Or a person cannot say, like a farmer may say, that when my orchard ripens, then I will pay you. Those are unclarified terms. And hence Allah Ta'ala is saying, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ, that the ayat is seeking from us a clarification, and then put that clarification into writing. The next point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ, the person, the scribe, that is writing out this transaction, should do it with adl, he should do it fairly, he should do it with justice. He cannot be biased towards the creditor, nor can he be biased towards the debtor. Both have to be done, and a very important aspect will be bil adl, according to the Shariat and the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can go into an elaborate clarification, but then that clarification is against the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not hold in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this very, very important aspect of fairness. Going down further in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not just sufficient that you have reduced your transaction to writing, but it must also be witnessed. And those witnesses must be credible, again according to the commandments of Allah, according to the Shariat. The very important thing at the end of this lengthy verse, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after you have done all of this, before you have done all of this, when you intend to transact, during the transaction, after the transaction, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must always be there. Sometimes a transaction, especially one on credit, there is already an intention of not paying. There is an intention of a person deviating from the contract. And that is not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. In other words, Allah will educate you how to follow the procedures that Allah ta'ala so desires, because Allah ta'ala has knowledge over everything. Now there is one very, very important lesson we take from here, and that is the clarification of our matters. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahab, Daman Barakatuhum, had written a thesis, he had written an article on these matters of clarification. The English translation is, Live Like Brothers, Deal Like Strangers. To me, this was sufficient for us just to have this caption, this heading, that we will understand. And if you change it the other way, in order to live like brothers, we have to deal like strangers. Take two strangers, two people who never knew each other. They came together in a business transaction. The natural thing is, the human requirement will be that each one of them will seek clarification to the minutest detail. And this is what he is brought about over here, that like how two strangers will deal with each other, bring it to the minutest clarification so that you can live like brothers. And over there he has touched various aspects. One that will be important to us is, like for example, a family business. A father owns the business, a son or sons come into the business, and then they carry on for decades. Now the clarification, is the son a partner in the business? If he is a partner, what is his share? What is his share of the profits? Or is he an employee in the business? If he is an employee in the business, what are the terms and conditions of employment? What are the salaries? All of that needs clarification, and it is best to reduce it in writing so that a family unit may function like a family unit, not like enemies like we see today. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu of the Surah Al-Baqarah with this very, very important note that we are dealing all the time with family members, with strangers. Let us do it according to the commandments of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.